Hey everybody, episode 211, not 311, the Ruby and Cole podcast, informed, concise, not really. Night Riders and Bogan Boys, get in here, witness us. My name is Patrick, I'm a guy on the show.
My name is Nick, I'm a puke on the show.
And I'm Tristan, I'm going to watch Nick puke on the show.
Nick, you're not feeling well, get into it, buddy.
No, I don't know why. I was feeling great when I woke up, now all of a sudden, when I look at you two guys... No, I don't know, like 10 minutes ago, I started feeling like I was going to puke, and now I feel a little bit more like I'm going to puke.
Have you been eating puke?
Proto-puke.
Technically, you have been. Every meal you eat is technically puke.
Pre-puke.
Pre-puke. Name of the episode. 2 minutes in.
Ooh.
Send it in the group chat.
Night Riders.
Later,
and
guys.
Bogan Boys.
Suck our dicks. We're too good at this. Welcome to the Tuesday.
Look how long my tongue is.
Happy tongue, happy wife, I always say.
No, you don't.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that mean Simmons over there. Look at that guy. Mean Gene Simmons.
Never look at your own tongue. Look how long it is.
Look how strong your mouth is.
Love these visual bits.
Hey, man. I'm just glad I wore this cat in the hat and these giant glasses.
It's cold here.
Yeah, man, it's 36 degrees outside. I woke up freezing.
Tristan, let me see that tongue.
Yeah, dude, put your tongue out. Why? I hate that.
I don't know why that makes me laugh so hard.
I told Emily about that, and she goes, "Is that just a thing he does?" And I was like, I don't know if it was, but it definitely is now.
You don't know if it was what?
Like a bit of like you sticking your tongue out, and like when you do, you have to look up. It's like whenever I've had to like try on clothes in front of her, I won't sit still after I put, she knows I don't like them because like I'll try on clothes and then I'll just like put my elbows on my hips and just like slowly swing back and forth. And she goes, "Stop doing that. I can't see what it looks like if you do that." Just like.
She can see from more sides if you do that.
I told her, I'm like, I'm doing a spin. I'm a pretty boy. I'm a pretty boy, and I don't want to wear dress slacks.
What's wrong with dress slacks?
Dude, look, you've heard me say it. I'm a purveyor of convenience. I'm a creature of comfort, and I'm a seeker of ultimate pleasures. And I don't find dress slacks to be comfortable.
That's crazy.
I know.
No, like,
need to try
like button up shirts. I can understand because that's not all that comfortable.
Well, I wear button ups, but not like dress shirts, like plaids and flannels. Like I'll wear those all day, but a dress shirt.
It's common.
What is the puke? Oh my god! I can't wait to watch you fucking up chucked.
I'll just puke into my own tits.
I wish we were a visual show because that would unlock somebody's fetish. Like we have enough listeners to where like in that number, there's somebody who's like, "Well, I didn't know. I loved this."
Everything is somebody's fetish.
And so can we really hold people? I'm not going to, it's too early for that.
I had to stop myself because I was going to say, what was it from eating too much pussy? And I don't know what the implication would have been from that.
Dude, so I went to Clarksville yesterday and like I hung out with the old gang, you know, Brian, hell yeah, was there. Spencer was there. Dito was there. Drew was there. Jeremy went with me. All these people who listened to the show, they were there. And Drew is on notice. He is on borrowed time because he said two ridiculous things that in the moment, none of us really caught and just let slide. But now that we all got together afterward and have had time to think about it, he needs to be ready for the next time we hang out for the verbal lashing he's going to get.
What do you say?
Jeremy was eating pizza. And Drew was, and Jeremy's like, "Hey, man, I got a bunch of," he got ordered like a medium or whatever. and with the intention of sharing, but like everyone else ordered food. And Jeremy was like, I guess I'll just eat this whole pizza myself. There's like one or two slices left. He goes, hey, Drew, do you want a piece of this pizza? And Drew goes, is there tomatoes on it? And Jeremy's like, there's tomatoes in it. And then like nobody, everybody just let that slide.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right.
And then Jeremy was like, well, what do you mean you, wait, why, what? It's pizza. Like his was like, it's pizza. Why wouldn't there be tomatoes involved? And he goes, well, sometimes I get pesto. And like, we just let that slide. And like, it's just, we were just like, we realized later on, I was like, did we all miss that? Or have we all gotten slow? Or have we all gotten soft? Because if that grown man had told us, well, sometimes I get pesto, and we were on our game, he would have left early. Like, we would have just verbally assaulted him. Like, Jeremy or Nick's been there when it gets, when it just kind of gets relentless between all five of us. So just letting Drew know, the next time we hang out,
you're on notice.
You're fucking on notice, dude. You better come. You better come in tight lip, not slipping up at all, because you got a come. You're going to get yours.
Tight lip, don't slip.
I told Emily that story, and like, I got to the point where Drew said, well, I like pesto. And she went, I like pesto. Like, made fun of him just hearing the story secondhand. And she was quicker to shit on it than we were in the moment.
I think that's a reflection on you all. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know that we don't have a healthy relationship with my friends, that it's totally built on how hard can you go to the line.
No, I was just talking about you being slow.
Oh yeah, well, maybe you don't want to admit it. Maybe I'm too loosey goosey.
Starting to get some great soft beards.
Dude, I'm getting, dude, it's all gray, dude. Look at the side. Like, my beard is more gray than it's not.
Sucks.
Getting old and slow. And then some guy walked up to Drew and asked him if he knew anything about a dragon tail. And we didn't know if that was drugs or gay talk. So we didn't know.
Y'all looking for a dragon's tail.
Well, no, he walked up to Drew and he's like, hey, what do you got? Hey, you know how to get to the dragon's tail? And Drew was like, what are you talking about? Yeah, he did. Like,
mm-hmm.
It was just like, yeah, it was like this old biker guy. We're like, what the fuck is happening?
Not winking.
I will say this. Tennessee is not doing anything with their infrastructure bill because driving on the interstate is like rolling through an asteroid field. It was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, well, it costs money to cancel books. But
Joel, see that semi that drove off the bridge in Louisville?
No.
Yeah, there's like the big bridge that goes across from Kentucky to Indiana.
Yeah.
And somehow this semi drove off the bridge, and it like a fucking toy, like it was just teetering on the bridge, and like it got caught by the steel beams.
Yeah.
So it's just hanging on by a thread.
Is it still there?
No. Oh. They
to this day,
they actually were able to rescue the guy. I'm sure he shit himself.
Oh, he didn't climb out of the top and run across the top of the truck?
No, if he could climb out, the angle is too steep for you to have run up the side.
A Paul Walker, he is not.
Well, then he would just be in the water.
Not if he ran up and jumped off the end of the street, like in passing.
I mean, but if it falls in, he's just going to be in the water.
He just has to yell cannonball and he's fine.
Yeah. Hey, dude. You put it's like in Club Dread. You put your arms across your chest and you clench your butthole so water does not shoot up your anus and destroy your intestines.
Not how that works.
I don't know that it isn't.
He could do a can opener.
Mm-hmm. You guys ever done a belly flop?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Did one this morning.
Are we talking about the same thing?
Wait. Oh, you're talking about swimming.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Good for you. Hey, man. Proud of you.
think we're talking about a smelly flop.
Oh my god. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been episode 211. Hey, you guys know you guys know how I joke things into existence sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Brian. Yeah, Brian. Oh boy. Brian walked in and his hair on the sides has gone like completely silver. Right. And I was like, Brian, silver you look like Gary Oldman in Bram Stoker's Dracula. And he holds up his phone and his wallpaper on his phone is the movie poster for Bram Stoker's Dracula.
No.
Yeah. I was like, I have to go home. I've become too powerful.
Do you think whenever he was when he was a youth, they called him Gary Youngman?
Write that down. It's very funny. Why are you twirling the microphone? What you guys been up to? I'm tired of talking. My voice is gone.
I've been working on the game.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Coming at you live. I left my phone in the car yesterday, so I apologize for not responding to you guys.
Oh, that's fine. The scope has gotten pretty large, but I've got a decent outline. And I know what I need to do. It's just a fat matter of doing it. So I took off next week. I took off Thursday and Friday last week, and I'm taking off next week, and I'm going to try and get as much of it hammered out as I can.
Dude, that rules.
I worked like 12 hours yesterday, like 8 the day before.
On the game or at work?
On the game.
Fuck, man. I got to pick up slack.
Dude, it's fucking hard to make a game.
Yeah, it kind of makes me respect it more.
Yeah, dude, it's a lot. And it's fun, though. Anyway,
this works.
So I did that. And then I've been working on something that I'll never release and you guys will never get to play.
Okay, good.
But it's pretty cool.
We should talk about it.
Just whenever I run out of energy, I've been taking like visual art. And I've been making a city, like my visual art. I've been making a city, and I've been taking my notes from therapy and putting them on these like characters. So when you walk up to them, you talk to them, it just gives you little snippets of my notes from therapy.
Dude, is this going to end up being
it's creepy as shit looking, huh?
Nick, is this going to end up being like an interactive suicide note?
No.
Oh, fuck. No matter who wins, Nick dies. That's the tagline.
No.
That'd be a cool idea for like a haunted game.
Yeah, it would be. But it's pretty cool. It's pretty.
Write that down and send it to ourselves. Copyright.
I'll kill myself.
Interactive suicide note.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, we got to monetize that.
We got to. We got to call it.
You can monetize it.
I'll be dead. Get in on that before EA does.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to call it Suicide the Game, not Undeaded, because we're not, or Unalived, because we're not a bunch of fucking soft tissue baby boys.
Yeah, a bunch of posers.
Yeah, dude. Unalived. Why don't they start calling kidnapped people takeners? This person got taken.
Got took.
Man, could you imagine like if they tried to make like a video thing about like a missing person who got murdered, and they only had to use terms that, like you're not, that's like you use so you don't get blocked or demonetized. Like this person was snuck out of their house without their permission and unalived. Okay. The cops are investigating the unalived person. They haven't ruled out self-decimation.
The parents are majorly bummed.
We reached their parents for comment, and they were both being real crybabies about it.
You know what decimate means?
Yeah.
To reduce by a tenth.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, glad we all know that.
I bought that human body book, and when I finished reading it, I will be truly unstoppable.
Tell us some things that you've learned.
I don't think that
I haven't read it yet. So excited. I haven't read it yet. I just bought it.
Huh?
I don't think they talk about it.
And yet you've already learned things. Tell us some of them.
I'm not. Emily, like, she saw it on the counter. She's like, oh my God. And I was like, yeah. I'll never have to listen to anybody fucking tell me some dipshit shit again. Talk to me about what they saw on the internet. I read a book.
But then you have to remember it too.
Well, we both know that remembering everything's not a problem for me. What with my hotted brain.
Oh, well, let's just brag.
Yeah, you're right. I can fill my
rich.
Brain.
Rich.
Yeah. I can finish.
Rich.
I got this rich brain. I can remember everything, but I can't maintain relationships with people close when people around me and have a hard time making small talk. I guess that's an even trade that leads to successful days.
I can't do that either, and I can't remember shit.
You got to start taking Ginkgo Biloba.
You got to stop telling me what to do.
I read a book about it.
About being a bully?
No, about your memory.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
About my memory specifically.
Yours specifically. I wrote a book called Tristan's Brain Day. And it's about how you were having a tough day. And then I helped you learn about neuroplasticity.
Tristan's big brain out.
It is. It's still 35 degrees. That's why it's so fucking cold. Why?
Well, you got a blanket behind you.
I got a blanket to the side of me too.
Dude, you're a blanket boy.
You are a blanket boy. You're a big blanket boy.
Did you have two blankets? Is the third one made of $1 million bills?
The third one's right here.
Are you fucking kidding me? You have three blankets.
Well, I had two for the longest time. Actually, I've got a fourth down there too.
Why?
Because it's for whenever company comes. It's a big comforter.
Do you guys get underneath it together?
No, for like whenever Matt stays over or whatever.
Oh,
he sleeps on the couch.
I also love the idea of you and Matt sitting on the couch with one blanket over the both of you, and I would find nothing wrong with that.
Well, because there would be nothing wrong with it.
No, yeah, there wouldn't be. No,
I'm glad we agree.
Yeah,
people get cold,
and people want to get warm together. Who wants to be cold and alone?
Who wants to be warm separately?
Not me.
Exactly.
I always say that.
I got the sniffles.
That's why when me and Emily are in the car, I'm like, let's get a blanket. That won't be inconvenient or unsafe.
I mean, you probably should keep a blanket in your car.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I need to get one of those. I need to get like an emergency kit, I guess.
Man, I shit on it so hard until Emily and I almost got stuck in that snowstorm like Christmas before last. And then I was like, oh yeah, this is why you should have that, because you have it when you don't think you have it, just in case you need it, hoping you never do.
Right.
What is it? It's better to be overprepared or some shit like that. Better to have it, not use it, than need it and not have it.
Better to have an ounce of security than a pound of feathers.
That's it.
Better to. Yep.
Better to have a bush full of birds than a stone for a hand.
Than a spoonful of man?
No, a stone full of hands.
Oh. What's a spoonful of man?
I'll show you.
Makes the medicine go down, boy.
Oh, gross. I found out all my friends junking girls. I feel like I'm the only guy not junking in ladies.
Yeah, and you should. I don't understand.
I'm going to call Emily right now. I want you to repeat what you just said. I'm going to call her right now.
You got your dick cut off? Why can't you?
I mean, as long as it's consensual, of course.
No, that's not how I go. It's about
you have said that this is about you and not her.
No, she doesn't want it either.
You've never said that.
She doesn't want that.
You've always made it about you.
Even still, I don't want it, so I'm not going to do it.
I want you to do it.
Thanks, man.
I don't know. I just have to escalate that. I don't know.
Let me do it to you. See how you like it.
No, that's
yeah. Different. See, look at you fucking telling people to go get junked in. You ain't even ever been junked in. So how do you know they like it?
Who likes it?
Apparently all my friends know all these women who just love it. I started calling Clarksville junk town yesterday. I was like, all these women walking around here getting junked in. It started because we went to a place that we used to go to. That was like when we were growing up, it was like a restaurant bar area where like people didn't bring their kids. And I swear to God, there were six soccer teams of eight and under teams just running around. And I kept saying, this town is just full of people getting junked in.
Cream Pie City.
Dude, they call it Queen City. They also start calling it Cream City. All these stupid kids.
Yeah.
Got them.
P.U.
Ugh, yuck, stinky little kids.
With their wet hands.
Ugh, and they're always sticky.
Sticky hands. Ugh,
yeah. Always touching shit. They're always like rubbing their fucking noses on stuff.
You know, wet, sticky,
trying to like
hot little hands.
Hug strangers.
Hot little hands.
You heard him.
Huh?
All those.
Just... Dude, what?
Huh? What now? He do what now? Huh?
Huh? Huh?
Dude, I'm so tired. Talk to me about something. What are you guys up to? How's Final Fantasy VII going? I don't think I like it.
Ooh. I was able to turn my mic down just in time.
Tristan.
Rock that sneeze.
Do you find that the combat in Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is loosey-goosey and kind of weird and not as dialed in as 16 and Final Fantasy VII Remake?
Dialed in?
Yeah. Like, it feels too, like, I feel like I'm doing too much.
I mean, the combat's a lot deeper, yeah. With all the team-up attacks and stuff.
I feel like I can't just do my running around hack and slash because I'm always getting these menus popping up. And be like, don't you want to do this now? And it's like, yo, man, fucking get out of here with that. Or maybe I can turn that off.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might be able to turn it off.
Because I've been playing for about 3 hours, and I was getting very upset. Like, every time I start doing something, a mini pops up.
It's tutorializing you, teaching you how to do stuff.
That takes me out of the game.
Without your permission.
Yeah, it takes me out of the game. It's essentially like if I'm playing a game with someone who's played it before and going, you want to go in there? Make sure you go in there. Hey, go in there. Hey, go in there. Let the game unfold for me.
It is unfolding for you, but it's also telling you, hey, there's this, and if they didn't, you would never know it.
You know what? Maybe I'm being too critical.
Maybe.
When maybe not being critical enough.
You know what? I like Nick's idea better. Let's complain.
Complain.
I feel really sick.
Dude, will you put that shirt on over your other shirt? It's gonna be harder to puke on your own tits.
I feel like I'm getting cold, and I feel like I'm gonna puke.
Yeah, you've been saying that, but I've not been seeing it. So
yeah, I'm 33 minutes in, and this is a sans puke podcast, dude.
So someone's lying.
You don't. Someone better on the show better puke today. I'll do it. I love puking.
I don't puke.
I feel like we've talked about this before. You don't puke, do you?
No.
How do you deal with being nauseous?
Like a seagull.
I mean, I can get nauseous.
Right, but how do you deal with it?
Be miserable. It
explodes.
Oh, dude, I can't.
Puke all over the wall.
Puke coming out of my nipples.
That's how I deal with it. That's how I deal with being nauseous.
You cry?
Yeah.
I hate being nauseous so much. It makes me...
I hate crying.
It makes me upset. I love to cry. I cry a lot.
Doesn't take much.
No.
Made me cry.
Y'all sound gay.
Toxic masculine. Toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity.
When I see something sweet and touching, I cry. I get a little tear. Always have, always will.
When's the last time you cried at something beautiful? And if you say every morning when you roll over, I'm going to leave the show.
every morning when I don't know, man. I mean, it happens a lot.
Well, then you should be able to give an example then.
There's so much beauty.
Life is beautiful.
I remember when that song came out.
Think of an example.
One of the
let me think for a little bit.
One of the record stores in Clarksville, they made they are not record stores. Hastings had like all these free stickers, and they were like the mirror reflective stickers, and it said "You're beautiful." It was like a promotional material for that album, and people were putting them on the back of their cars in Clarksville, but they were reflective and they were like this big, like they were huge. They were like 3x3 squares, so like you'd be driving behind a car. And there'd just be like this laser beam of fucking sunlight getting reflected off this fucking whatever that guy's name is. You're beautiful. Stick James Blunt. This James Blunt sticker just like fucking lasering through your windshield. It was in the newspaper. It was such a big deal.
Just a whole series of stickers.
Well, people were like putting them on there because they were like, oh, it's a fun meme. You walk by the car, you see your face, you're beautiful, you'll feel better. But not thinking about like, and then if the sun's up, everyone in that lane is fucked. It's like the reason you're not supposed to drive with like your, like how sometimes if you don't flip your rear view mirror, like if someone behind you, the light flashes and comes right back at them.
Yeah, it's called dazzling and it's illegal. Did you know that? The cops call it, it's called dazzling.
Could you imagine going to court?
Cops call it dazzling. Then yeah. I guess we should all call it that too.
Yeah.
Nick.
The young man, your charges are that you've been caught dazzling. How do you plead?
And he's like, guilty as charged.
Just do spirit fingers.
Comes in dressed like a cheerleader. A male cheerleader.
So it's not a new example. Male cheerleader. Beachland Ballroom brought a tear to my eye.
What's that?
A song, like the big song by the Idols.
Yeah. That's some bullshit. Everybody on that on the cheerleading team should wear skirts.
Thank you.
I don't know what the deal
Somebody said it.
Had to.
I mean, it's just like
everybody should be pony parading or whatever.
Oh my god. What was it? Wooden horse, pony horse.
Yeah.
Still don't know why they're not guys doing it.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah, everybody.
Nobody got back to us, and I got tired of losing afternoons to it. So, it's one of the few.
I've not seen a single picture.
For those of you playing along at home, we found like a wooden pony. What's it called, Nick? Tristan, what's it called?
I'm trying to think of it, but it's something fake, pony.
Something pony, fake horse dancing. I'm going to type in fake horse dancing. I bet it comes up. Hobby horse, that's what it's called.
Hobby.
Yeah.
There was an episode where Tristan and I discovered hobby horse as like a competitive event, and then we couldn't find out why no guys did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent hours looking for it. I asked for listeners' help. I was like, hey, if you find out something, let me know. No one got back to us. And it's like one of the few conspiracies that I'm just kind of like, I think this is a true cover up because the internet has been scrubbed of the existence of male hobby horsing.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're like 80, I've seen a couple of pictures of like super old guys.
Well, because that's how it started, and then the guys were like, "Hey, this gives me a boner." But what if a girl did it? I'd probably get a bigger boner. That's probably what happened.
Are those trees running on your cup?
Yeah, it says "Run, Forest, Run."
Oh,
Emily and I got it at the Bubba Gump Shrimp restaurant. It's the one novelty restaurant we like because it's consistently better than you think it's going to be. Didn't say good.
Bubba Gump.
I just figured you were going to say because it's based on a Tom Hanks movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not familiar.
Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
Not familiar. But what is it? Who's the guy? It's Bubba Gump. How's it Forrest Gump? I don't understand.
It's from Big.
Oh, the restaurant the Woody owns.
Yeah, yeah.
No, the fortune telling machine.
Oh,
Gubba Bump.
Gubba Bump.
Yeah.
text that to the group. That's the name of the episode.
Gubba Bump.
Gubba Bump. And it's a Christmas tree puking.
That's Gubba the Bump show. Crimp Shumpney.
That's the art. It's a Christmas tree puking. And the name of the episode is Gubba Bump.
Yeah, yep. Gubba Bump Crimp Shumpney.
Crimp Shumpney.
That's all it takes for me is just for someone to sound like an idiot.
Tanning Chatham. That shit's funny, man.
I feel bad if you were having a stroke. And nobody, like, we just couldn't tell. Gubba Bump. Gubba Bump. Crimp Shumpney.
Like we're just and laughing.
We're just guffawing.
Oh, Nick is so funny. And then he's like, oh, look, he's doing a bit. he's really committed to this.
He killed himself. Find his video game.
It is weird to like hang out with your old friends and like realize that like they haven't spent their days doing bits like we have. And like sometimes shit falls flat, and like I have to think like Nick and Tristan would have laughed at that.
I know exactly what you mean. I got scolded for saying that.
What, Nick and Tristan or Patrick and Tristan would have laughed at that?
Yeah.
Pat and Tristan would think it's funny.
Maybe you're the problem.
Well, then tell it to Pat and Tristan.
Like I went to Spencer's house.
I will.
Went to Spencer's house and he has like his master bathroom has like the two sinks and then the mirrors, you know, like a dual whatever it's called. Nick, you own a home, you know what I'm talking about?
What,
like a double sink in the bathroom, like two sinks? Oh, two, yeah. Mirrors. Yeah,
two sinks. Oh, that
his and hers, a piss and turds, whatever you want to call it. And
that's just two sinks to clean.
No, dude.
Yeah,
well, I but use you have Spencer's,
two people to clean them.
I use Spencer's bathroom. And I was like, Spencer, I've been coming over here for like 20 years and I never knew that you had like mirrors in front of those urinals upstairs. Insist like peeing in the sink. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. And in my head, I was like, Tristan and Nick would have laughed at that.
I don't.
It just happened. Like I mentioned it and you guys both did jokes right away.
Yeah.
Gots to.
Clearly he's wrong.
I mean, I told him that he was. That's how I handle people not laughing at me.
There you go.
I told him that wrong. Nick's
got
you
a pitcher.
But yeah. Nick's got urinals with mirrors on them.
Got what?
Oh boy.
Is this your house?
Yeah, it's the bathroom. I just walked into there.
You got three mirrors and you're missing a sink.
That bathroom
sink.
Huh?
You've got three mirrors and two sinks instead of three sinks.
Yeah, I need what if I need to see myself when I'm walking from one sink to the other?
Do you think it's erotic that one of your mirrors just faces your bathtub?
One faces the toilet. That's the erotic one.
Do you all have two refrigerators and stuff too?
No. I wish we talked.
Dude, what if like everything in Nick's house was his and her? Like, but like not just like set up the same way, but like clearly his, clearly hers, mm-hmm. but like within the same like space. Like that's Nick's chair and it's like a fold out chair from outside. Like this is Tressa's couch and this is where Nick sits. And it's just like one of those little chairs you get to tell like the round that look more like a stool. It's just a wooden stool.
This is Tress's bathroom. And this is Nick's. And it's a hole in the
it's
backyard.
It's just a door to outside. In it. It's a door to outside. It's like, hey, man, you have Nick's bathroom over your back door. Oh, yeah, yeah. I go outside.
I let him have the bigger bathroom.
The world. He goes out into the yard.
I shit in the world.
It's a his and her wash machine. And then like mm-hmm. Nick's is just like a bucket with a stick. And next to it is a thing of like palm olive dish soap. I clean my britches in the bucket.
That's evidently these new shirts and stuff that I got, none of them are supposed to be tumble dried. So I've got to like hang them.
You can turn them inside out and go it on what is it? The lowest setting. Because I have some that say that too.
I just don't wash them.
Don't wash. Quit eating your tassels.
That's what's making you sick. You keep eating your shit.
It's called an aglet.
Whoa, we don't say that.
Whoa.
Whoa, man.
Fucking aglets.
Okay, we're gonna get close.
Taking all our jobs.
You're gonna slip. Is that really what that's called?
Not wanting to work, taking all our jobs. Huh?
Is it really called an aglet?
Yeah.
The string on your hoodie?
No, this thing.
The shoelace part?
Yeah.
Wait, is it called an aglet on shoelaces too?
Yeah.
Or is it only an aglet when it's on a hoodie?
The protective coating on it is.
Yeah, the little dick tip. What?
The plastic little dick tip.
Well, that's why they invented the word aglet.
What's the origins of that word? I need to know.
Don't look it up. Don't look it up. Don't look it up. Uh-oh.
If I put the word hot in front of you, I think it'll give me like a.
If you put the word hot
in front back.
Of it. Yeah, hot aglets. A rag or sheath as of plastic on the end of a lace cord or ribbon to facilitate its pressing through eyelet holes. Shut the fuck up. Oh my God. Do you guys know what an aglet baby is?
Aglet baby?
Is it a baby that has a small sheath often made of plastic or metal attached at the end of it?
A tag of a lace or of the points, braids, or cords formerly used in a dress. They were sometimes formed into small images. Hence, aglet baby, an aglet image.
Huh. It comes from French for small needle.
You can get replacements for shoes. How fucking expensive are shoelaces? To where it's fiscally more responsible to buy us a specific aglet.
Depends on if you really like your shoelaces. Maybe they don't make them anymore.
Can I say something that's going to sound like a slight, but it's a compliment to your consistency? I could see you ordering aglets and being like, yes, hell yeah, they're here.
And you gotta negotiate, so you gotta haggle it.
Do you guys know Beyonce put out a country music album?
What? She can do whatever she wants.
She earned it.
So did Rick Moranis. If he can do it, she can do it.
What a bar. What a low bar.
I'd like to see Rick Moranis put out a Beyonce album.
Rick Moranis, I'd rather see less anise. Am I right, boys?
More anise, less
just anise. Enough Rick, just enough anise. That's the only Rick I want. I'm dumb. I've gotten dumber, dude. I'm certain. I gotta start drinking more bangs. I gotta get my IQ up.
I think that neuroplasticity is a myth to help us feel better.
Yeah, I
sure hope telomeres are a myth, because that would suck.
What's that?
Oh, it's the little junk end of DNA.
Excuse me?
It's the aglet. It's your DNA aglet.
It's your DNA aglet.
It is.
And as you know, as your cells divide, it is not an exact one-to-one copy of your DNA. There's a slight little bit that gets shaved off forever.
I need my cells to be united, so they'll never be defeated. Anti-flag. I know it's not cool, but like.
So the older you get, the smaller your telomeres get. And when your telomeres are gone, then.
Cancer.
When your cells start replicating, you get a higher risk of cancer.
Oh my God. Everything you're saying is making me anxious. Dude, you can't talk to me about this when I haven't slept. You can't talk to me about this when I haven't slept. Because what you're describing is how I feel inside my body. I feel like Paul Atreides. I feel like all my cells are falling apart and I'm getting dumber.
Yeah, because they're getting shaved off. Your cells are getting shaved.
Oh God, I don't want to have. I got shaved cells.
It happens. It happens every time your cells divide.
How long is that happening?
You have cancer all the time.
Well, I know that because cancer is technically it. Well, technically anything in your body is a cancer because it's a collection of cells.
What?
You heard what I said.
Who told you that?
It's a conclusion I drew on my own.
You got to read that book, Patrick.
It's a conclusion I drew on my own from a fact I made up.
You got to read that book, Patrick.
it's fucked up DNA.
I'm actually scared to read that book because this is going to sound crazy. Like, the human body is the one subject like I've avoided in my conquest for knowledge over the last 2.5 years that, like, I'm afraid I'm going to read it and I'm going to become like Brainiac. Like, I'm going to become completely intolerable.
You're going to go from pinky to the brain?
Yeah, dude. Like, I'm going to body swap with Smart Patrick. And then it's just going to be, anytime someone says something about the human body, I'm going to be like, Patrick, look, I've been sitting these arguments out for 38 years. It's time for retribution. You're all getting your comeuppance.
I love the optimism.
Yeah, dude.
I love the optimism about reading one book about the body.
No, dude, it's two.
I'm purchasing two books about the body. Two books about the body. It's very optimistic.
Yeah. I got them at Costco, which doesn't delegitimize their, it doesn't delegitimize it.
Costco. If the information is there, the information is there. There are lots of people who know way more about the body than me, who have never taken anatomy class. I had to take two real deal anatomy classes, and there are people out there who know way more about the body than me.
Yeah. And I'm about to read two books, which is more than a lot of the world. And a lot of the world's out here talking about how they know shit about dicks, literally. And they fucking don't, because they WebMD'd at one time. And I've never
WebMD'd. No, hold on.
I'm not coming to these books with preconceived knowledge or assumptions of how things work.
About what I just said.
Stop yelling, I lose.
The source. If the information is correct, source does not matter.
Right. That's what I'm saying, Nick. I'm not disagreeing with you.
If I read it in the dirt, but it's right.
Yeah. Yesterday, I saw
that's some fucking white colonial Western bullshit.
Someone had carved "You better lick pussy" into a bathroom door,
and it's true.
And it's true.
I didn't need some rich white professor to tell me that.
I didn't need somebody with a pocket knife taking a shit to tell me that, because I knew that.
Even though professors don't really make that much, huh?
I didn't need to have that carved in while someone took a dump for it to be true, but I knew that. You better lick pussy.
You better.
You fucking,
or else.
You fucking dogs. You don't want to lick pussy. You don't want to lick pussy, which is slang for the vagina, which is found on women.
Lick it.
Thanks, book. Dude. Like, Emily saw that and she was like, oh no. And I was like, yeah, fucking watch out. I'm coming for you.
At my place of work.
Both ways, I mean that.
And they cleaned it off, which really upset me. Someone in the bathroom had taken a Sharpie and drawn a big old pecker,
Nick,
and wrote underneath it,
"Did you do this?
Love it here." I took a picture of it. I've got a picture somewhere. I'll find it and send it to you guys.
Is it coming from like a little speech bubble from the urethra?
It's a cummy speech bubble.
It's a peach.
I used to have a picture of one time me and Emily went to Dunbar Cave in Clarksville, and like it was one of the trails were super muddy, and there was like this white column, and someone had clearly taken mud and just wrote, "This is poop," and I had to sit down. And then one time me and Drew were in Atlanta, and we saw graffiti that just said Toy Story 3 was okay. And like, one of the hardest I've ever laughed.
It's true.
Or no, it was Toy Story 2. That's what it was. The Toy Story 2 was okay. I didn't like Toy Story 3. Andy never cared. Everyone knows how I feel about Toy Story. Andy never cared about those toys. Andy's everybody's first real girlfriend. They only want you when you're not around. And then when they do get you, they just give you away to somebody else. They don't care. Andy's a bad girlfriend or boyfriend. Andy's a bad partner.
Bad partner.
Can you guys do this?
Tristan, can you do that?
Yeah, I see it.
Can you flare your nostrils?
Yeah.
Can you do it without looking up? It's becoming one of my favorite bits.
Did you see the picture?
Of Nick Sink?
No, of the penis.
Only every time I look in my mouth. Dude, that's great.
I know, and I love it.
Because it's written like on the bottom of the shaft.
Where would you write it? Genius.
Coming out of a, like Tristan said, out of a cum. Sorry. So it looked like a speech bubble.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize for stating the obvious. Never apologize for being right.
Don't come at me.
Don't come on me.
Gross, Patrick.
Stop me.
Tristan, I'd let you come on me if you wanted to.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Just let you know, man.
I'd let
Nick would too.
I'd let you come on, Patrick.
Thanks, man. Next time we hang out, Tristan, I'm going to lay down. I'll let you come on me.
I'll make you.
Oh. My God.
Try and stop me.
What a weird relationship we'd have after that. How could we possibly have a podcast and talk about literally anything else if there was a time where Nick jacked you off onto me? How would we ever talk about anything else?
You all tried to do that when I moved in.
No.
No.
Yeah. No. No. Yeah. It's a different circumstance. Nick was going to wear a glove and jack you off, and I was going to pay your electric bill.
It's different.
Different. And Emily was there too, so like there would have been a girl, so it wouldn't have been like completely, you know.
What if I had? What if I let you done it?
What's up?
So what if I had? What if I just let you all done it?
I would have backed out.
I don't know if you all could.
Nick would have backed out straight up.
No, I would have backed out.
I know that.
Yeah, as soon as you roped your hand around, I think everyone would start feeling a different way.
Say it slower.
As soon as you roped your hand around it.
Oh, God.
I think you all would have started feeling a little different.
I think I'm going to make my dick puke.
Certainly would have felt a little different.
Yeah. We would have had, Laser Brain would have just been a show where three roommates talk about that time one of the other roommates jacked the other one off for an electric bill. That would have been all we talked about. Is that why you won't do it? Because you don't want to bring the show to a screeching halt?
It's
for the good of the pod.
There's always something on the horizon if it never happens.
Oh, that's a beautiful way to look at it, Tristan.
Oh. Every friendship is a potential hand job.
Every day we're hanging out is a day that one of you might jack me off.
That's true.
It is true. I remember a friend of mine.
Stranger things have happened.
He got up every day and he's like, "Today's gonna be the day I'm gonna get some puss." And he says it to himself every morning in the mirror because it's such. I don't want to blow up a spot. He says he gets up every morning and he does like self affirmations. And one of the things he says is, today's a day I'm gonna get some puss. And it's part of his like daily affirmations. And he's like, because eventually I'm right, you know. I'm right sometimes. Huh? And I was like, beautiful.
This is a grown up. That's our age?
Yeah, dude. I think it's hilarious. He's been doing it for years. It's kind of like a life
that bit. Cares that much about.
No, he has like his self affirmations that he says.
Oh.
And he finds him, he thinks he's like, I had to do something because the whole thing was too serious. So like as a joke for myself, I say at the end of him, I go, and today's the day I'm going to get some puss.
That's cute. I like that.
Yeah, it's fun. And then he's like, and it's fun because, you know, I get to start my day with a chuckle, but then also I feel like a fortune teller if I got some puss that day.
Start your day with a chuckle and end your day with some knuckle. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I do know. I do know. The knuckle's sexual, Tristan. Do you get it?
Yeah. Sexual knuckle. Get some of that wet nut.
No. Wet knuck.
Yeah.
Knight Riders.
Some of that soggy digit.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew, yours is somehow worse.
It usually is. It's not a competition for anyone but me. It's like, oh, you think you're gross?
I want to do a deep fake of the show. I want to know how to do that.
Yeah, it's called Laser Brain.
Do an AI.
It's just us with no, it's us with absolutely no filter.
There's so much recorded content out there of us.
Hundreds of hours.
I feel like, because I ChatGPT won't do it because the stuff that we say is inappropriate.
Says who?
So it's like, how about that new Szechuan sauce at McDonald's? I put in a transcript.
I'm not worried about ChatGPT.
Robot
anymore.
Can tell me what's right and wrong.
Oh, dude, we're there, bro. We have to sign an AI ethics agreement at my company.
What does that mean?
I know that means is too. What that means is, if you are doing certain, there are certain things you are allowed to let AI do. And if there are certain things we're straight up like, if you're asked if AI did this, you have to disclose with this is client. It's not coming from us. It's coming from clients. Clients have asked us to disclose any part of our quality assurance data analysis or testing that involves an AI component. We have to disclose what portions of that are AI.
AI good. Ethnics. Right? That's what I had to sign.
Was it?
Was that second word?
And we had to sign an AI ethnics policy.
Go on.
Well, just if any of the... I don't know. You guys helped me out.
I loved how you knew that we weren't going to help you. And you started looking off to the side of like, I'm drowning.
No, yeah,
like, you're like, I can say the worst thing. I'm close to saying the worst thing.
If the, well, apparently AI was invented by the JOOS.
Is that what ChatGPT says?
Is that right?
Is that right? Oh, Tristan, I'm stealing that. That's my new thing when someone says something crazy and I go, oh, really? I'm just going to go, is that right? Because when I say, oh, really, like it just gives them like carte blanche to say whatever. But if I ask them, is that right? There's almost like if they have to decide whether or not they want to be a liar.
Exactly.
Actually, Sam Altman.
Oh boy, Altman, huh?
Damn near killed me.
That's very. Oh, beat me to it.
Have you guys seen his backpack? Did we talk about his backpack?
Yeah, he carries a fucking backpack with like the kill codes on him or some shit like that.
Yeah.
What if someone like kicked that book bag open and it's just full of circus peanuts, the candy, not the packing material? It's like,
he's
oh
like,
no.
humming.
My nuts. My research. And then it's like, fucking nerd. Oh my God, I left my backpack on the bus. What's on the backpack? The wealth of human knowledge.
I mean, he's just the CEO. He didn't invent ChatGPT.
Right. But it's also one of those things of like, well, how inefficient and stupid is that? And kind of dystopian that you're admitting that you're the guy with the keys to shutting it all down and you have it on your person.
He seems great. I'm just waiting to find out something bad.
But yeah, Tristan, we had to sign AI agreements. I don't have to because I don't do that kind of shit. But like, companies have asked us to do that. Now our company's looking into like building.
You
one.
You use so Grammarly?
Not at work. Shit, I don't.
Oh.
I do everything through Office, which has its own checks and balances.
And Office has Copilot now,
right? And that's the thing is like now they're like I have to be in those meetings where like people are having to argue like. Well, is Copilot technically AI because it's part of our program that it's already installed that we have a Windows?
Yes.
I'm with you.
Not technically, it is.
I'm with you on that, but we have to like have that we have to have that conversation with customers now. Just kind of like, well,
why
we
do
run
they
our
care?
Stuff. If there's financials attached to it, like a customer's financial data.
Oh.
They're worried about that.
I would care.
Yeah.
Why do they care? Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. People don't tend to care until it's money or related.
I'm not saying they shouldn't. I'm just asking why.
Yeah. We had a bunch
real
of
tone.
Oh, you're demanding why.
With a real tone.
You tell me.
Is that right?
Is that right?
Yeah, we had some program managers like who didn't get busted, but like were doing shit completely automated and AI busted. Based. And then they were claiming their hours and it became this conversation of like are they stealing company time? And I just said, we're wasting company time having this discussion. Ooh. Because my argument against it was, is the project in on time? Is it under budget? Are there any issues? Why are we talking about this then?
Yeah, why are we talking about
this?
Why are
we talking about this? Yeah.
Yeah, guys.
I was like, we have other
people. I mean, are you going to like develop an algorithm for like a math equation for estimating how much AI time equals human time?
I would hope not, but I'm sure they will.
Yeah, and how complex does an Excel formula get before it's considered AI?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like, that's the other, I mean, I'm is that right?
Companies have been using machine learning for like 100 fucking years.
And that's what the engineers are saying.
And no one knew about it.
The engineers, their argument is, well, our shortest route programming and all that kind of shit is machine learning, which is AI.
It's AI.
Yeah.
Like, we're not even using general artificial intelligence yet. It's just a,
what's it called? The sentient kind that we're all fucking worried. The one that's like, the one that everybody's worried about is like,
everybody's worried about everything.
You know what? Is that right? Excuse me. I had McDonald's last night. It was so stupid. I shouldn't have done it. I feel like shit.
It's so good though, right?
No, it's it's terrible, dude.
You had McDonald's? I thought you all went something decent.
We did for lunch, but then we were driving back last night. Jeremy wanted a burger, so we stopped at a drive-thru and I got one, and then I just feel fucking terrible, dude.
I love McDonald's.
I
get it like once a year, but it's always so fucking good and so goddamn consistent.
There's a McDonald's between here and Nashville that I stopped at on the way to Pantera, and I ate it because I was starving, and I was eating it. While I was eating it, I had this thing. I was like, this is the best McDonald's I've ever had in my life.
I thought you didn't like Panera.
Pantera?
Pantera bread?
I think Panera bread is hospital food. I've been saying that for a long time, and now I'm upset because a very popular podcast called it that. And now when I say that, people think I'm stealing it from them. And I'm like, no, Panera bread is cafeteria food. Like it's lunchroom food. It's hospital food. It's expensive as fuck for no fucking reason. Yeah. Every time you get lettuce, it's just the buttholes.
Stupid.
There's no leaves.
Should not be that expensive.
No, a three ingredient grilled cheese should not be $11. Suck my
Yeah, and they
ass.
Shouldn't have lemonade that kills people.
I mean, look, you roll those dice. This is America.
That's true. That is true.
It is true. People say that.
You can't put that much caffeine in a thing and sell it.
They did.
Yeah, they did.
And then they stopped because it killed people.
Did you hear what like people's rebuttal to that was? But I can get free refills on your coffee. I can just do it myself.
Yeah, you can. And it would still take you a lot longer.
Is that right?
Yeah, it is.
I don't know how someone didn't notice.
Cool it.
When their heart started.
I am going to cool it down with a refreshing caffeinated lemonade. Then I'm going to do 1,000 push-ups.
How much caffeine did it have in it?
Oh, dude, like a lot.
You know how much
so much.
You know how much a venti Pike Peak has?
It's like 30 milligrams. It's nothing crazy, right?
No, a venti Pike Peak, which is the house blend from Starbucks, has 420 milligrams of caffeine. The maximum,
just call it a large,
that they recommend a day is 400.
You're stupid
milligrams.
In three languages. The role models argument. Grande is Spanish. Venti's Italian. You're stupid in three languages. I almost never go to Starbucks for a multitude of reasons. Mostly ethically at this point, but also it sucks. And I went to the Starbucks in Target because I had to go to therapy, and I got a cold brew with an extra shot, and the woman behind the counter was like, she's like, oh, must have a lot of work to do. And I was like, well, I'm going to therapy. And she went, still work. And I was like, right.
I like that.
Yeah. And I was just kind of, I was like, you fucking shut up.
I like that. That's
don't you
nice.
Try to, don't you, I'm just, look, I'm at a Starbucks next to a bathroom and a Target. I don't need affirmations like that.
Is she wrong? Say she's wrong.
I won't. I would never tell a woman she's wrong. Not in this America. Not in this climate.
Yeah, don't do that.
You think I'm ready for that backlash?
Do not do that.
She said that and I went, you too. Because I know better than to say me too. Because it's not about me right now, Tristan. It's about them.
Jesus Christ. Patrick, shut up.
You guys ever use Hero Forge?
No.
Wait, is that the thing where you make your own miniatures?
Yeah.
Nick, we did an entire podcast about it.
Oh.
You and I.
Never mind.
Tristan wasn't here. And you were like, hey, can I show you something cool real quick? And I was like, yeah. And then we spent 2 hours on it.
Oh, yeah. I made you guys.
Yeah, you made us. Hey, you made us. You made us how we wanted to look.
Did you guys see the... did you guys see the
remember this gif, at all?
The gif I made?
You weren't
you guys?
There, Tristan. It was a day you couldn't record. You were out of town or something.
Yeah, but you made Hero Forges of us.
Yeah, Tristan, me and Nick.
Never brought up again.
Yeah, have you ever listened to the show? How many bits have we followed through on?
I thought you all said that you made them.
Yeah,
I did. I made you guys.
So why didn't I ever see it?
Give me a minute. God damn it, Tristan. Maybe if you listen to the show.
Yeah, maybe if you listen to the show, Tristan.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh. So yeah, is that right?
How's this microphone sound? Does it sound good?
Huh?
How's this microphone sound?
It sounds awesome.
It fucking better for what I paid for it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Retail therapy, bro.
Is that right?
Is that right?
Dude, I'm getting a micro Korg.
I'm so happy. That rules.
I've wanted one since I was like 16, and it's like $450. And Tressa.
Man, just do it. Pull the trigger, dude.
I've been going through a rough time, and Tressa was like,
do you want to talk
why don't
about
you buy something? It'll make you feel better.
Do you want to talk about it? Somebody
a long term fix, but
well, yeah, that's really good. What?
Mm-hmm. So, let me share. Can I share with you guys?
Oh no, I prefer.
Why don't you tell everybody what that is?
No, can I share the screen, please?
Why don't you tell everybody what that is, Nick?
Nick, but what's funny is like, Nick, you didn't catch what you did. Tristan said, why don't you tell everybody what the Korg Mini is? And you went, no, let me share my screen.
It's the micro Korg is a synthesizer. It is technically FM. It's not analog. And so that I'm torn.
Are you plugging into a computer, Nick?
No.
Then how are you going to record on it?
Huh?
How are you going to record on it if you're not going to plug it into your computer?
I'm not. I'm just gonna put it's got an arpeggiator, huh?
Oh, so you're gonna record it on the thing.
Yeah.
So but then you're gonna have to get from that machine to the computer.
I have a mixer.
Right. It has to go through the mixer. But you're still putting it to the computer, right?
I mean sometimes. I'm just
gonna what I'm saying is like then it's never.
But if I wanted to record it, I would do that.
Right. You're recording it from a cable to it, right? Is what I'm saying.
Or a microphone, yeah.
Okay, well, if you do the microphone, then yes, it would technically be analog. But if a computer's involved at all, it's never going to be truly analog. So don't worry about it.
I mean, an analog synth.
Oh, okay.
All right, like a subtractive. I'm sorry. It is. Okay. Do you know the difference between FM and subtractive?
I mean, I could go get my audio engineering degree, but if you want to waste my time.
Okay. Look. Well, let me explain it to the viewers.
I just said that so Tristan would do what he's doing now, which is having to admit that what I said is correct, but also the shittiest way to say that. Because he's like, I can't dispute anything but his arrogance.
Can't wait for you to learn about the body.
Oh, I'm gonna be I'm gonna be so undeniably annoying.
All right, so here's how it works. Basically, dude, what?
I was like, I'm gonna learn the human body, and then I'm gonna learn how to work on my car, and I'm gonna be completely intolerant. Everyone's gonna leave me. No one's gonna talk to me anymore. When I start being smart about practical things. It's gonna be so bad for I'm gonna lose all my relationships. I'm gonna be too smart. I'm trying to become Leto Atreides.
It's not about being smart, it's about the smugness.
Oh, dude. No smugness. It won't be smug, it'll be deserved confidence.
Is that right?
So
is that right?
So analog synths start with or like analog subtractive synths, which are like the original, and they do sound different. They start with white noise and they shape the noise. OK, Okay. FM
frequency adjustments, right?
FM is just the opposite. So it starts, and there's nothing wrong with them. I mean, they're cool. They're both cool, but I like how the subtractive analog synths work, and the ones that just replicate the sound of them, it's not what I want. Like,
right.
I'm not going to say like, oh, there's something wrong with them or whatever. Like, they both have their place in music,
mm-hmm.
but I just like how the old kind of scratchy, shitty ones sound.
Every time I see a Moog, I'm like,
let me share my screen.
I did. You're the host. What are you fucking waiting on? Every time I see a Moog, I want one, but I don't think I'd use it as much to necessitate the price.
No, exactly. Well, that's why I haven't bought one.
Like, I had a small MIDI controller. I had a MIDI controller when I was in audio school, and I sold it. Kind of wish I hadn't. It was like a small scale keyboard, and I kind of wish I hadn't got rid of it.
Look at that ass.
Is that Tristan?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, we may join Hero Forge.
Jesus Christ.
What are you talking about? That's what you look like.
That is not what I look like, but I appreciate
what
it.
What are you fucking,
that's what you look
about?
Like at the time.
It's very, it's very aspirational, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, it Tristan. Is.
Yeah, we were going to give you a bigger dumper, but we were afraid you'd get mad at us.
Tristan,
I was gonna say,
is it
all,
possible that you have body dysmorphia disorder and that you're hot as fuck? Is it possible that you're hotter than the sun?
Is that right?
You just don't know it. Is it possible?
So you just made all of these?
Yeah, that's me.
Look at that. Fucking got dumps like a truck.
Loves to suck. Let me say it again. That's my favorite part of that song.
Well, here's some other ones I made.
Naked visual, guy running.
Visual jokes. On
it's a Titan from...
From... Yeah, everybody, look at all these minis.
Right? Look, this is my character. Sofio is his name. Isn't he cool?
Looks just like you.
Right?
Dude. Nick's wings are way bigger than that in real life.
Nuh-uh, you can't see him. I did a lot of this when I was unemployed. Look at this. Punk rock mermaid. Name Eugene.
Oh man, I made Drew mad yesterday because I told him I don't really like punk rock, and he was like, what? He felt like our relationship had been a lie. I was like, I like Rancid. That's about it.
Look, here's a Briarheart. I made a Briarheart.
Look at that guy.
Pretty cool, right?
Tristan, describe him to the listeners. Describe what you're seeing to people.
No,
who
I'm not gonna do the heavy lifting. Why would I do that?
Because you could, because of those strong ass arms.
Why would I do that when this is not my idea?
Hey, do you guys know
monsters?
I gave myself a chemical burn using wart remover on my face last week.
Why is it called Dracula? Bride of Frankenstein. Yeah, why does it start with
Like, oh, Universal Monsters.
Oh
yeah, you because fucking plebe.
They're alphabetical, and so I needed to have use good nomenclature. Look, it's a Falmer, you know.
Uh-huh. He's standing up. Hey guys, are we having a
the
good
fallen
time?
Snow elves?
What's that from? Is that from Lord of the Rings?
Look, I made no. It's from Elder Scrolls. That's why it says TES at the beginning.
Oh well, fucking hey, Tristan, fuck me running up.
Look, Frog Cop.
I think right? That was my favorite.
You guys know that pun? I'm just kidding. That's not a pun.
I was going to say no. Please explain.
Yeah, man. I didn't know. Is that like a wives tale?
And look, I did the... Where'd he go? Where the fuck did he go? Hold on. I forgot how cool this is. This is free, y'all. I made the Ice King. From Adventure Time. There's Gunther.
I need to finish that show, man. I need to go back.
I made... there's the Lich.
The Lich King from World of Warcraft?
No.
Oh.
From Adventure Time.
I've only seen the first couple seasons.
I made, oh, this is one of my favorites I've ever made. This is a snow elf from Elder Scrolls. That's bad as fuck, right?
Yeah, man.
All right, man.
Then I made a Frankenstein. That's pretty cool, huh? He's like, what's up?
Hey, Nick, do you remember that Nick Swartzen joke where he talks about like when a kid shows him all his Pokemon cards? He's like, this one does this. And he's like, so to get him back, I'll take him in the bathroom, open up the cupboard and go, this one cleans this and this one cleans this.
I was waiting for you guys to stop me. Look, it's a Minotaur neck beard.
I don't
want to
stop
something.
You because I think it's cool, but it's also kind of like, man, this is completely visual.
Then I made.
Oh my God.
Oh. Patrick, why do you care? I call this shit out every single time. You're like,
I know,
cares?
I know.
Look, it's a tooth fairy that hadn't hit her quota.
Oh, she's got tons of quotas right there.
Oh my God, dude. That's so funny. So Nick, tell me about this keyboard.
Oh.
Fuck me, right?
Oh man, is that right?
It's a synthesizer.
I want it. So did you get it?
I want it. No. They're out.
You should use Sweetwater. Tell them that you're using it and like call them and don't order from them.
Sweetberry wine.
If you call here's what I do. I'll call Sweetwater and tell them I'm thinking about ordering something, but and then they'll send you like email discount codes.
If you call them, free one.
If you call them directly instead of placing an order online, or if you sign up for their mailing list and look at stuff online and put it in your cart and then take it out of your cart, they'll call you and ask you why you took it out of your cart.
Really?
And you tell them, I'm just trying to save money. And then they'll offer, I got an $80 pedal for $40.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I got a TC Electronics, what's it? Force field EQ pedal or a force field, I think it's a suppressor. What is it?
I'm saying fuck that because that's something that they were talking about wanting us to do. If somebody cancels an order or if an order doesn't go through, they don't retry it. Like I'm not gonna call these people and ask them why they didn't buy something.
It's a compressor. Oh, I didn't do it until like he called from a number I didn't recognize the answer, and he goes, "Hey, this is so and so from Sweetwater," and I was like, "Oh, hey man, what's up?" And he goes, "We noticed that you were looking at some pedals, and you kind of you didn't confirm your order. Is everything all right? Did it go through?" And I was like, "Oh, I just don't want to spend that much money right now." And he goes, "Oh, well, what's your current budget?" And then I told him, he goes, "Yeah, let me see what I can do on my end." And he goes, "Yeah, I can get it for you for this today if you want to go and buy it over the phone."
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, "Done and done, dude." Yeah,
you really dig it in there.
Hey, dude, eat it, you bastard.
No, I was just scratching.
Point to your brain. Eat that booger, you coward.
I've never eaten a booger.
You're full of shit.
Nope. You're full of boogers.
Yeah, and sometimes I was eating them.
I've never eaten a booger.
Tristan, you believe him?
Never?
Yeah, see?
I've never eaten a booger.
You've also never told the truth about everything.
Do you feel like I'm telling you because I have pride, or do you feel like I'm telling you because I feel like we need to do something on the show?
I feel like you go out of your way
Nick
to try
eats
to
his first booger.
I feel like you go out of your way sometimes to find a real dumb thing to have never done to feel like you're better than you, me and Tristan. And I think that
I've
has
just
that,
never done it.
I think the mountain you're willing to die on is how much booger eating you've done.
I've never eaten a scab.
Ever.
Ever.
I mean, yeah, I've never eaten a scab.
Ever.
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 You've never wiped your ass, looked at the toilet paper, and just run it across your tongue?
No.
Ever.
Ever.
You've never taken a piss and then put your finger in there and stirred it around a little bit and then...
Not a once.
Never.
Never.
You've never gone in a bathroom and seen a bloody tampon and got it out with your teeth and been like, that's not as bad as I thought it was.
Never. Never. Never.
you guys are liars. You guys are a bunch of, in my the way, you guys are what my mom calls a bunch of lie faces. You've never eaten a booger. I'm just calling bullshit.
I have never eaten a booger.
That you remember.
Why would I lie? Why would I just not?
Because I think
say
as a
that?
Baby or a kid, you probably like dug in there and then ate it to see what was up.
Oh, I mean, maybe. But I feel then, like I would
then your argument's fucking, we've already, is that right?
Well, I mean, look,
no,
you're
I can't
saying,
trust
like,
you about anything.
Yeah, I don't even know. Who are you? Is your name even Nicholas? Is that even your dumb real name? I can say that because I have a dumb name. A long four-part dumbass name.
Oh, yeah. Why do you have four names?
Because my fucking dad's a piece of shit. I got a name like the Hobbit movies. Just make them two. Don't stretch it out. Why are we doing this?
Yeah. Now, I mean, yeah.
Notice how I
you
said
want four names. Why some people have one name.
What four names?
I ran out of names.
Nick, you can have four names.
What could they be?
Dude,
no,
we're not doing this.
Okay, what? Okay,
we, no, we're not doing this, dude. Because we've
what could my extra one be?
You've gotten the car before, and we've almost gotten to the fucking courthouse to change your the county clerk's office to change your fucking name. And you
oh yeah.
It. So we're not
what
doing.
We're
going
to change it to
spaghetti. That bit.
Funny.
I was willing to pay for a college course to be in the room with you.
It's funny.
So that the teacher had to call you, the teacher had to call you spaghetti in front of people. And now looking back, that. I realize that it was the first day of class. I could have just shown up and been like, I think I'm in the wrong place. I don't think I have to be here.
Spaghetti. Do you know it's a common name in the Philippines?
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Tristan, do you want to say it or should I say it?
You go ahead.
Is that right?
Hey, I got something for you.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys don't want to talk about how a chemical burned my face?
Oh, yeah.
I had a bump on my nose and it wouldn't become a zit. It was just being a bump and annoying me. So I put wart remover on it and then a chemical burned my face.
Ouch.
Yeah, it sucked. Yeah. I peeled off what I thought was like the protective layer of like the medicine. And instead it was like the first three layers of my skin. Yeah, it sucked. Don't do it. Don't put wart remover on your face.
Sounds very painful. You said don't put wart remover on your face?
Unless you have a wart on your face. Don't put wart remover on your face to get rid of a zit quickly. Because you will get rid of the zit, but you'll also have a hole in your head. That will hurt when the air hits it.
Well, yeah, I mean,
and here's the thing: your face is always in the air. People don't know that.
A wart is just your skin, so a wart remover is just skin remover. So,
wow, I'm kind of blown.
I'm not saying you didn't think it through, but like, maybe
no, it's okay to say that.
Maybe you didn't.
Some would say I didn't think it through, and I would be one of those some.
Maybe you should have read that book first.
You know what? You're not wrong. And neither will I be ever about the human body once I completely read those two fucking
the
books.
Costco health book.
Hey, dude.
Hey.
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 The source of the knowledge doesn't matter so long as the knowledge is true. I always say that.
Someone said that.
I think Nick did.
You don't always say that.
Is that right?
I say that.
Is that right?
Is that right?
You don't say.
No, I did.
How about that? Wow, that is definitely a thing you said.
What about, how about that?
Huh.
So how much have you played Final Fantasy?
3 hours.
I'm thinking.
And what exactly is the fantasy?
It's the last one.
Over.
They've been saying that. That's like this fucking game series is like a going out of business sale.
Final Fantasy is the kiss of video games. It's always talking about how it's the last one. But they're coming back. And now they're coming back as fucking computer people. Do you guys know that?
Coming back as what?
KISS hired people to dress up like them for motion capture. And now motion capture KISS is going to go on tour. What so people are gonna up? Pay a bunch of, well, they've been doing it for ABBA. Apparently it's a thing ABBA did, and KISS was like, nah, me too. Which is shitty, because like, it's not about you, KISS. It's about them, the women. It's not about KISS.
I like how there's a lot of concern about, you know, digital rights over, you know, your likeness and the ability to use you and your works in perpetuity. And ABBA's just like, no, let's fuck that. Let's go the other way with that. Let's just let's do it all ourselves.
I mean, there's something like admirable about that, I guess. Because at least they're having control over it versus like what'll eventually happen where Disney will just put an actor they own the rights to in a movie without their permission. You know, like extras will just be completely digital, but they'll be based on real people. Because that's a thing that's going to happen.
Do you think their avatars have band fights too?
Oh, you think you're wondering if their avatar says sexually horrific things?
Yeah.
Probably. Gene Simmons fucking sucks. And Paul Stanley is unintentionally hilarious.
All right, listen. You guys want to get high?
I've listened to that so many fucking... For those of you who don't know, there's a 45-minute thing on the internet that is just Paul Stanley talking to the audience. And it is without...
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Without... This is no irony. This is no sarcasm. This is me being honest.
This is my fucking single.
It's so... It is one of my favorite things to listen to.
You guys want to get licked up? Who here likes to get licked?
I do.
I did it. I put it in my wagon. And...
Did you? Now. Are you signed up?
I'm waiting everything? For it.
Like, yeah. You have an account and all that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm flexing.
I'm not flexing. I have a zit on my back. I'm going to put wart remover on it against my better judgment.
You mean skin remover?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Because I'm getting one of my craters its back, and I think it's because of my stress.
I wonder if I could put that on a skin tag. Make it go away.
Probably. It's probably skin. Skin tags is probably skin.
Yeah, skin tags is definitely skin. You ever think about that? Hey, you got a skin tag, Tristan. You're it.
All right.
Yeah, I got to go, guys. I'm falling asleep and I have to shit really, really, really bad.
Don't do both at the same time.
Fall asleep on the toilet.
Yeah, go sleep on the toilet.
Oh, yeah, take a nap on the commode.
Commode. No, I was gonna say I think I'm it's hard. The game's hard.
I don't know if I like it, which sucks because $70.
You better fucking like it.
Oh wow.
You guys. So I'm going to we need to drop a contract because all the money that I make off of this game,
mm-hmm.
I gotta split it with you guys.
Okay.
So I was thinking. Instead of,
and then we just sign it, right?
Yeah, I'm just gonna write a contract. Don't read it, don't gotcha. Look at it, just trust me.
It's gonna be hard it. Not to read it because I love that. Okay, ooh, I'm probably gonna have to read a book on contract law.
I'm just gonna post it for $100,000.
Okay,
first person to buy it, I'll put it up for free after that.
Ooh, the Wu-Tang model.
You split the money, you know,
buy this a goes to auction, percentage. Someone buys it, we split it.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
I'm gonna need to read a book on contract law. I'm sure I can find a quick one. A quick what if it one. Just came out that I was just reading the Cliff Notes version of all these books? How mad would you guys be?
I wouldn't care.
It's not an inefficient use shit. Of time.
It's knowing a little bit. It's better than not knowing nothing.
No, that's not true because I've been hanging out with people who know a little bit about the human body for almost 40 years and they've all annoyed me so hard. They've annoyed me so fucking hard. Because they haven't read a book, and I'm going to read two books, which will be 200% more knowledge than they've actually taken in.
That's not how that works.
Well, I haven't read a math book yet, so I can't dispute that.
Meth's fake anyway.
Right? Well, we're not doing this. I have to go. I have to
Costco. It is true. Yeah. That's true.
I'm not doing this with you people. I'm not doing this with any people. I have to shit. I love you guys. I love you. You're welcome, Nick. All right. Get us out of here, guys.
Knight Riders and Boogum Boys unite and witness us. Born ugly, raised stupid. We give you
permission.
10 years of casting, dreaming about detectives, learning about our bodies with everyone, answering bad questions, giving worse advice, talking shit about shit that everyone. Cause we are through being cool. I hope you're not through listening. Knight Riders witness. This is who we are. We are through being cool. What Tristan